There was an important Indian teacher in the 20th century for Vipassana named Munindraji. And one of his little slogans was, if it's not simple, it's not Vipassana. And one simple statement for mindfulness is to say, here I am. Unquestioningly, you're here. And to really acknowledge in a direct and simple way, here you are. Here I am. And then in being here, to notice what is it about here and now that comes into awareness, obviously. Not what you judge or believe is happening, or think about what's happening. But what is it that's here that comes into awareness? Obviously. It could be a sound. Sound of my voice. Could be sensations of your body. Could be places in your body where there's tension, holding. Could be the experience of breathing. It could be what you're feeling, your emotions, your mood. It could be the fact that you're thinking. Or it could be the knowing that you're aware. And the practice of being present for what's obvious is closely connected to being aware or being present for what comes into awareness effortlessly. If you relax and keep your awareness present, what comes into awareness without any effort from you? Independent of what you think you should be aware of, what is the simple, obvious, effortless experiences that come up? If awareness has no boundaries or limits, awareness has no effort itself, no strain, no trying, mostly just letting go into awareness for a few moments at a time. No need to hold it, but to return to awareness. What enters awareness effortlessly? It may be without even any intention from you. A certain kind of giving up of control in favor of just simply allowing the Dharma, reality, to appear in whatever way that it appears effortlessly. It appears into the field of awareness. And part of what you might be aware of is how you do make effort. There might be effort involved in being for or against your experience. There might be effort involved in wanting your experience to be different, or wanting it to stay. There might be a kind of effort involved in your thinking and deliberations. Even directing the mind requires a little bit of effort. The mind wanders off, and bringing the mind back, the metaphor of bringing it back, implies effort. Maybe there's no need to bring the mind back. Mind doesn't go anywhere after all. But just to open, to allow for awareness to once again receive what's effortless, what it appears. You wander off in thought too much. You might see if there's a way, an effortless way, of hanging out with the breathing. Allowing whatever sensations of breathing appear, to let them appear effortlessly into awareness. keeping everything so simple, keeping the practice so simple, it's almost as if you're not doing anything. Yes, except keeping the awareness open, receptive to allow whatever appears in it to simply appear and disappear. The effortless arising and the effortless passing of whatever appears in awareness effortlessly, there may be no necessary doing of self, me, myself, and mine in relationship to it. It might be possible to feel how concern with self or putting oneself in the center of it is effort, is work. Yourself to tune in to the experiences of the moment that arise effortlessly. And when they pass effortlessly. when you allow yourself to be here. What do you know effortlessly? What appears into awareness? Anything whatsoever is allowed to appear. No need to select or have preferences. So whatever appears, it's obvious. There's no hierarchy of better or worse things to be aware of. It's whatever appears and is known. And if you become aware of how you're making effort, see if the knowing of that can be effortless. Just know. To be here and being awake. phenomena arise in awareness. Ever ready for whatever arises anew. Ever allowing for whatever disappears. No distractions. And in awareness itself, no problems. To have a problem is to assert effort. Just allow in the simplicity of sitting here. What's it like just to allow things to arise in whatever way they do? And they pass. One thing arises, and sooner or later, something else arises, and something else. And then something else. In a few moments, I'll ring the bell twice to end the sitting. And you might just sit here for a few moments without opening your eyes and see what changes for you, what gets activated, knowing it's the end of the sitting. What thoughts, what feelings, what intentions. And stay in that witnessing mode, seeing how things arise. And if this is interesting for you, you might stay close to this. As you get up to leave this hall and go to what's next, close enough So you're there to experience the arising of phenomena, whatever arises effortlessly. And whatever arises with effort.